Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Today's livestock futures were higher in response to the cheaper corn. Live cattle are anywhere from $2 to $2.62 higher. And that April, which has been bumping up against 120 recently, finally broke it. And April was up $2.57 to finish at 122.52. So a little bit of that is the short squeeze, I think, as the market makes new highs, people getting forced out or stopped out of those short positions. Feeder cattle were higher as well. January, which expires in 6 days, next Thursday was up $1.37 to $137.20. March, on the other hand, closed up the limit, up $5 at $144.15, and I'm pretty sure that that's the first limit up close since the new $5 limit for the March feeders, and that's also new highs for at least the last few months here. It looks like back in August, it went up to 145.30 on August 12th. So not new highs for March, but we're right at it at the current time. And March was also the only one up the limit. So April was up 425. So quite a bit of spread action here. Looks like someone maybe short the March, getting squeezed there. And lean hogs were anywhere from 150 to 222 higher. The Aprils were up 225, rather, it was 76.15. Currently, stock market is just a touch lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
Well, the grain futures today had a quite eventful sell-off. We were down really hard in the major contracts here. The soybeans were the weakest, with March down 58.5 cents to close at 13.11¾. Corn was down about 21 to 24 cents and briefly limit down, but March finished at 23¾ lower at just over $5 at $5.5. March did go down to the low of 4.99¼, which was limit down. Chicago wheat down 23 to 26, with July at 23¾ lower at 6.24¼. Kansas City July down 21¾ at 6.17. Just looking here at some retracement levels. Now, this is the biggest down day we've had really since the summer. But 50% retracement for the March corn from the low to the high. The low was 3.28, around 3.28. The high was 5.42. 50% retracement's 4.35. So that's another 65 cents from where we currently are. March beans 50% from 8.18 to 14.39 is 11.28. It's currently at 13.11, so a lot of extra area there. And then Kansas City July wheat 50% is 5.55, and it's currently $6.16. So just giving an idea of a 50% retracement from the low to the highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.